In a speech detailing his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal, Governor Patrick focused on his plan to raise nearly $2 billion to increase funding in two key areas, education and transportation. Jeff Beckwith, executive director at the Massachusetts Municipal Association, said that the governor's ideas for transportation, including an increase in local aid to cities and towns for road and bridge repair, and his intent to focus on public transportation by way of regional transit authorities, is essential to fix a broken system.
And if we don't maintain it well, actually the system will break down even more and will cost taxpayers even more in the future.
And Fred Wolken, an organizer at PHENOM, the Public Higher Education Network of Massachusetts, was in high praise of the governor's call to invest more in mass grants to help people pay for college, to send more money to community colleges to focus on job training, and to make public universities more affordable.
We see this as a way to stabilize costs. It's a way to begin to address the student debt crisis. And what's most important is that he proposes a very concrete way to fund this and a very progressive way.
But some are not as enthusiastic about the governor's plan to pay for the measures, which includes a 1 percentage point increase in the state's income tax. Barbara Anderson is executive director of Citizens for Limited Taxation, a statewide grassroots taxpayer organization.
Well, my initial reaction was, has the governor lost his mind?
And in a statement released by the Massachusetts Republican Party, House Republican leader Bradley Jones said, quote, "I don't see how adding the third massive tax increase during his 7 years in office is a good thing for the Commonwealth, the taxpayers, or the economy," unquote. And although Governor Patrick said he plans to balance the income tax increase with doubling personal exemptions, eliminating several itemized deductions, and reducing the state sales tax, Barbara Anderson says that's all a game.
Massachusetts takes turns with the taxes. The same Deval Patrick who wants to cut the sales tax just raised it in 2009 all the way to 625. Didn't worry about it being regressive back then. Now he wants to drop it in order to get the income tax increase, so they'll be back in a couple of years, whoever his successor is.
Anderson said she also doesn't trust lawmakers will offer any better alternative proposals.
It always goes into a fund, and then it gets spent on whatever they want. That's why the roads and bridges still aren't maintained and still always need repair, and why the MBTA still runs at a deficit. And in a state that has the fourth highest per capita tax burden, we still can't run a transportation system.
Other groups, including the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, also have harsh views on the governor's tax plan. In a statement by Executive Director Paul Craney, issued after the governor unveiled his plan prior to the State of the Commonwealth speech last week, he says, quote, "Increasing the tax rate on hardworking families while coming out of an economic recession is not the proper approach," unquote. Other groups, including the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation and Associated Industries of Massachusetts, were also critical of the governor's tax proposals. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.